Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I've got a great co-host with me. His name's Matt Rothschild. He hosts an amazing podcast called Wisconsin Forward. You can find it on the Civic Media website at civicmedia.us. You can also find it on Spotify and Apple Pods. I listen every time there's a new episode. I think you should too. Big news today, right? Donald Trump coming out of the box, announcing that there's, we hope, a 90-day reprieve from the trade war with China, bringing the tariff level down from 145% to 30%. He also announced that, and we have seen that Edon Anderson, a dual Israeli-American citizen that was held by Hamas, was finally released today, right around like, I think they confirmed that the Red Cross, that Edon had been picked up by the Red Cross around like 10:20, 10:30 this morning. That is great, great news. I also wanted to talk about this because I listen to a little Fox and a little ISN because they got to know what the other side is saying. A lot of hubbub and love for Trump today because he signed an executive order about pharmaceutical prices. This one is rich to me. Because first of all, a lot of the subcomponents of pharmaceuticals are imported. So many of them imported from China. So he had made pharmaceuticals much more expensive. They are now more expensive than they were on January 19th, the day before the president was sworn in, because the tariff level with China is at its highest level in decades. The effective tariff taxes, Trump tariff taxes on families is at its highest level at 17.6%, according to the Yale Budget Lab today. That's the highest it's been since the 30s in this country. But the pharmaceutical executive order I wanted to talk about, because on January 21st, he signed an executive order basically stopping all of the work that had been done by the Biden administration to cap monthly medication copay levels to better negotiate in Medicare and Medicaid with pharmaceutical companies, as they had done for insulin and other key drugs. He undid that because he couldn't take credit for it. The executive order signed yesterday or today, earlier this morning, literally does nothing. I want to be really clear here. Does nothing. It suggests that pharmaceutical companies look at raising their prices and does not a damn thing more. Hey, Matt, you know what I'm going to do right here? I'm gonna write out a Maggie executive order that says, dear CEOs of Pfizer, Moderna, et cetera, please lower your prices. The thing that I would pen out will have about as much impact as the executive order signed by Donald Trump.
The other weird thing about the executive order today on pharmaceuticals, Maggie, was that he was encouraging other countries to raise their prescription drug prices. I mean, if you're in a country where you're giving people a decent, cheap price for pharmaceuticals, why would you want to raise it on your own people? It's a non-starter.
You can't make it stitch together. 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Susan from McFarland, thanks for your patience. Say hi to Matt. What would you like to say this afternoon?
Well, first of all, I think it's very rich that people love the person who has just accepted that huge gift from the royal family of Qatar, and says he's for the people. And the other, my other point is that for a long time I've been banging the drum about Main Street. People don't understand, or maybe they don't connect the dots, that the reason businesses in Main Street go away is because people don't go there, because big box stores tend to eat up all the business with lower prices, and then you have dead Main Streets. And if you go travel Wisconsin, you'll see many storefronts that are closed because they cannot compete with the big box stores. And that is the other reason we have food deserts. It's not because there isn't food or people who would run a grocery store. It's just that the margin for the big box stores is less than the ones who are mom and pops. They buy smaller quantities. So therefore, we have no grocery stores. So anyway, that's just something that's really bugged me for a long time, is how people can talk about inflation and not understand that part of it has to do with the fact that grocery stores right now are making, I mean, I walked out of the grocery store yesterday, $100 for maybe six items, and I couldn't believe that.
Yeah, Susan, it's out of control. The other thing that is happening across the agricultural industry, but specifically in, as Donald Trump would call it, the grocery, is that there used to be about 20 major grocery retailers nationwide. There's four now. So they are price gouging the hell out of people. Watch that space, because the Biden administration had at least looked like it was going to block a merger. Not sure what's going to happen with Donald Trump. 855-752-4842. Tariffs kill small businesses. Tariffs kill Main Street and benefit Wall Street, because those businesses with billion-dollar cash flows can absorb the hurt for these periods of time. Tom from Madison, say hi to Matt. What you got for us?
Yeah, I was. I listened to part of Trump's speech, and I only caught the part about pharmacies. But if I'm not mistaken, he was talking about making drugs more expensive for the EU instead of making drugs cheaper for Americans. He also compared the EU to worse than China. It's just babbling and incoherence.
Verbal incontinence is what I call it. It's also verbal incontinence because the guy flies around in palaces, right? Like, the out-of-touchedness is so clear. Matt, your thought?
Yeah, I mean, totally. I mean, people in small towns running small businesses are going to be hurt. Us consumers are going to be hurt. The people speculating on Wall Street are going to do fine, and Trump and his family are doing great.
Yeah. What is it? Champagne for my real friends, say the billionaires, but real pain for all my sham friends, meaning you middle-class folks that cut million-dollar checks to my inaugural committee. Pshaw. We're going to talk about what's going on with childcare and the childcare crisis right here at home with Corrine Hendrickson of Main Street Alliance next on the Civic Media Radio Network.